just doesn't much care.
Well, you say it's worthless, it's a general term for it.
Uh-huh. Well, any special term to associate him by color? He's not a worthless Negro, would you say he's a worthless?
White trash?
Uh-huh. I think that's a pretty common term.
Yeah.
That's common in the South, common in the North.
Yeah.
Any special term for a person from, way back, doesn't know very much, lived by himself, now and then he comes out?
Well, he's ignoramus sometimes, they call him, and then and uneducated.
Any terms like hick or hillbilly or?
Yeah, hillbilly, there are lots of them. Yeah, hillbilly is pretty good. That's a common reference anyway.
Would that apply to people who live on the plains too?
Yes, anyone that just was uneducated and
sort of backward.
Backward, yeah.
Uh-huh. What's the title of the man who delivers your mail? What do you call him?
Postman. Mm-hmm.
If you were standing on a ladder and you lost your balance just momentarily and then caught it, you'd say, "Oh my goodness, I
lost my balance."
I lost my balance and I
like to fail.
Uh-huh. If someone asks you to go someplace with him, let's put it this way. Let us say you're busy doing something and someone knocks on the door and you want him to know that you're busy at this exact second, and it'll be a short time. You might shout to him
and just wait a minute.
And if you want to know the distance from here to, from here to Cordell, say, what would you ask someone?
What's the mileage? Or how far it is?
Uh-huh. If you're going to go someplace with someone, and he starts off before you're quite ready, and then you get ready, you might shout to him, "Hey!
Wait a minute."
Anything else you might say?
Don't get in such a hurry.
Would you say "wait for me" or "wait on me" or "wait up"? Or
I'd say "wait for me."
Uh-huh.
That's the way I just might not be proper, but that's about what I'd say.
That's good. If you want to get someone's attention, let's say you're doing something and you want to get his attention over there, you might say, "Hey,
look here a minute," or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I bet your granddaughter thinks I'm a nut. let's say you wish to know the frequency of rainstorms in an area. You go in and what would you ask? Oh, let's say you go to the county agent. What would you ask him?
A weather report and
Well, let's say you want to know the past history. You just want to know the frequency of rainstorms.
Well, you get a weather chart or...
And he'd say, "What do you want to do with a weather chart?" And you'd say...
You'd want to refer to it for future reference or something.
To find out what?
When is the rainfall and the moisture contents and things like that?
Yeah. Parts of the body. I see this is my
head, forehead.
This is which one?
Right ear.
And this is, if I had a lot of whiskers, you'd say I'd grown a
goatee, a beard.
Uh-huh. This is my
mouth.
This is a
tooth.
And all of these are
teeth.
And they fit into my
mouth.
Into
gums.
Uh-huh. This is my
palm of your hand.
These are
fist.
In my wrist here, there is a
joint.
This is my
chest.
These are my
shoulders.
And this part of the body from back here.